Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the December 2023 edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, host of this program since 2015. And due to my research in algorithmic poetry, on the last day of November 2023, I was invited to participate in a generative text reading and salon in Albany that was sponsored by Albany's St. Rocco's Poetry Collective and hosted by Kitty Pool, which is an interesting pop-up curatorial project by artist Carly Sullivan. With the tagline, "Writing Beyond the Human, Together," the event transpired at Kitty Pool's residential exhibition space and, as a salon, began with a type of workshop where various writing games such as the preparation of exquisite corpses, cut-ups, and correspondence text by all were encouraged. The readings that followed featured three regionally based artists who have worked with text generation, as well as two Albany writers with succinct interests in experimental forms. As I've done several times this year, now that readings are happening again post-COVID, I'm going to play recordings I made at the Kitty Pool event on tonight's show. First set here features Brian McCorkle. Brian is a composer, performer, and digital artist who lives in Hurley, and here he is reading Python computer-generated texts.
Neutral, all your soft words of pity. Never seen such longing so fierce. Full of curious feathers that he may know. Love is light, love is fire. Forsake not thou nothing more than gods will bear. I had been a little occupied with the translation of the Book of Prophecy. I was then quite at a loss what to do about it. In the meantime, the American agent who had been Dr. Toklas had come to London and had been very impressed with the translation of the Book of Prophecy. So I could keep doing that for a while, but now that everyone else is quiet, maybe I'll entertain us with just some of my favorite generations from this model that I made. And I'm not sure how much time we have. I could read on for hours, but it's about 7:43 now. So let's say I'll go for, what do you guys think? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 7 minutes? Yeah, I like that. Okay, great. All right, I'm gonna set a timer for 7 minutes. Yeah, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, here we go. The Late Show with David Letterman. Why I love writing. And that's what we get. The O'Reilly Factor. Here are Cult of the People. And Little Inflated. 17 years, Little of the People, and the rise of the quiet. McDonald Park. Hooray! And the park of the people, the white moon. And the moon we know. Ere coming, and the westward, and the land of the northerther, and the land of the westward, where the old man was, the westward, and the man was dead, and on him lay the rock that might have broken, and the great oak to his tree. In his place lay the smoke tree, and his ashes lay scattered on the grassy hill, and the earth in his place lay his ashes, and the earth in his place lay the snow flakes that night have broken the ice, and the very thicket and the earth, as the slumbrous blossom of a fallen rain shower, the earth as the snowflakes from the fall of the winter shower, their snow boughs and the earth's ice flowers together, and that might have broken the earth and the snow boughs, and the earth's ice shook and trembled, and the thunder hissed and shook hissing, and the thunder, their breath did break and shake in the thunder, and shook the thunder, and the thunder, and the thunder, and the heaven, and the heaven, and the earth, and the thunder, and the thunder, and the earth, and the thunder in his throes, and the thunder when heaved from his thunder, and heaved from his thunder, and the earth, and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the heaved and the heaved from his thunder and heaved from his thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder when heaved and heaved from his thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder 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 and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the earth and the thunder and the earth and the thunder 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 and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder 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 and the earth and the thunder 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 and the earth and the thunder and the earth and the thunder 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 and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the earth and the thunder 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 and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and thunder and the earth and the thunder and the thunder and the thunder and the and that's one. This text poetry generator, man. It makes some cool stuff. That is weird. All right, so here's another one. We are working on a way to combine our two favorite music technology. The best way to display your progress on the hunt for crafty spirits. At the top of the report, we find ourselves with a beautiful valley. Our wisdom and wit is at stake. In this warlike war, in this great war, our wisdom and wit is in stake in this great war, and we must heed his warning to put his peace and his danger to his danger. He himself must heed his warning when his courage and his courage is in danger. When his courage is in danger, let him go. Let him go to sleep, and for the time being, only to wake up in the morning, to be asleep in the morning. And the dark night, which now is in autumn, and the rendezvous of our race. The dark night, which now is in autumn, on the black landscape by the seaside, at the far-off shores of the land, and the night we have yet to behold at the pleasant land of the seaside, and the morning we have yet to behold by the birds, the choicest of birds, though one of us was in a state of confusion, and the other was in a state of confusion, and the eagle, the great war bird, though the war bird was in a state of confusion, and the eagle had but one eye, to fly in confusion. And the warbird was a silent, unyielding eagle. And this way, the warbirds together, had a joyous summer to behold. And this way, they had a sorrowful, sorrowful summer to behold. The earth, the all-encompassing, all-encompassing, from the all-encompassing, 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 ringing on the sacred stones. And the earth, the whole earth, was touched with joy when the sun, when the moon, the sun, obedience of all things. And this was with peace from the sun, on earth itself, with the moon as a trophy. And this is the moon as a flower. Whoops. Pardon me. Let me back up just a moment. Okay. Let me skip the rest of this one. Although, there is some lines about with eclipsed eyes. That's pretty wild. Oh, but yeah, too much repetition. Let me skip to another one. There's more stuff. I only got 7 minutes. This one's fun. Oh my gosh. Equal pay for equal work is equality for work of men and women, not equalization, says Frida Kahlo. Urgent action must be given to be in the public interest. In an age of RTX and AI data, it is important to know which way the public likes to pay its employees best. This section presents this knowledge, knowing that unequal pay for women and men is mostly inevitable, not because of complex HR organs, but because of how well, they know what they are doing with their time and money. This knowledge must give weight to what we know so far and what we are seeing so far. Understanding the motivations of some for intentional unequalization are several studies across the UK, and this work must be done in a number of fields. This conclusion must give weight to what we know so far about what motivates some to do things they do. This must explain in large part the way that most of the literature on motivated action is coming to us. One way of saying this is by the number of completed books we have. This is now part of the system, and in part is the reason for the proportion of manuscripts written in those fields, also by the number of books that are accepted for publication. This is now part of the existing knowledge that is being gathered by the judging committees of psychology, and their committees of psychology write their writing to the publishers. They give the result of the writing to the publishers, and when they are happy, they publish them to the readers. This is now a literature question. The answer to this question is the same as the answer to all other literature. This study shows that those who have completed a higher degree of planning and management are less likely to publish a book than those who have not done planning and who are less likely to publish a book. This is the reason that the proportion of first books has gone up over this period.
All right.
To be sure, we have a book.
And I agree. Yeah, thank you.
So that was my 7 minutes. I could keep going, but I have a feeling that you're going to get a lot more interesting things than this. Ooh, this is a good one about Satan and a new Cold War. Oh my God. I mean, some of these are just fantastic. But I feel like I'm really excited to see the other people who are performing tonight. Thank you all for your time and your attention. And thank you, Lex, for having me. And looking forward to everything else that's happening.
That was Brian McCorkle's set at Kiddiepool, end of November. Amy Griffin, who is the director of the Opalka Gallery at Sage College, read selections from one of her father's journals. These are erasure poems with copious graphical elements that you unfortunately can't see on the radio.
This is from 1966, November 1966. It's a book my dad made when I was like a baby. And it's about 154 pages. I'm going to read them all. It's a blackout poetry book or erasure book, and he didn't make it all the way through to the end, but he did a lot of circling, you know, like a pencil circling of words. I saw somebody was doing blackout poetry in the games. He was not a poet, he was an artist. He was lucky enough to be stationed in San Francisco in the early 60s, and so he spent a lot of time at City Lights and was a big fan of the Beats. He didn't get to do art full-time either most of his life, so I think he started this in his one semester of college in 1966. He ended up having to get a full-time job so my mom could go to college, and so he never was trained as an artist, but I think this was during art school because he's got, there's a page in here that says art education, art. And then I think underneath there it says, freak out. I spent a lot of time as a kid looking at this book. I was really amazed by it. It's just weird, and there was a lot of sort of suggestive stuff as a kid. There's some boobies, and so I just was amazed. I just loved it. And when my dad died in 2015, and we were divvying up his artwork, it was like the first thing I said was like, I want the book. I gave up painting so I could have the book. So I bookmarked a few little pages where he did the poetry, and I'm gonna have to do kind of children's librarian sort of way like that, so you can see the pages because they're all painted or collaged. Okay. Shut up. Man, it's too late. They would have hung the police, shifted her position at headquarters, peep show, all the if. While I chewed on a lawyer, he said, your ears of tension bring a mind blind. Enigma. Gull his pillow certain, he stretched his chin over. I'll come again, wasted and impressive. Is it pictures? And I don't know if it was meant to be read all the way through, but that would be tough, a tough read. Okay. Yes, damn decent people. His senses glared, an uneasy qualm. The typewritten rose, the clock came over, seeing time. Bird. a great musician with those bright eyes. Prickly monkey puzzle of the big ornamental Lena of shapely chest. He possessed her warm. Above the thick exotic blossoms, beautiful interest was struck by the cloud of sadness that she began to feel and sense. They stood before a young orange tree, gaze and wonder through that lovely crystal beauty, two tears from his heart. Her lips did not speak to reality. This has a little line that he wrote, I guess. Camel flesh trees clink stiffly in the wind. I no longer exist. Rolled himself a cigarette. The pounding of a funeral drum behind his lip. Crawl slowly the darkness, suffering nothing of time. In him which now is he, his wife coming out of his coat. Won't you see the tip of his tongue because he adored her library with a thick cream motion? His own future came over like a drug. That breast, the round bulge, point blank holding. One more. There's one way at the back. Well, perhaps, yes, no, yes, never, no, yes, yes, no,
but. Amy Griffin on Poet Radio. Next, I'll be playing Alexis Bagot's set. Now, Alexis is a writer and archivist and a founding member of the St. Rocco's Poetry Collective. A segment of his work previously appeared on this program when he read at the Subterranean Poetry Festival in 2021. Here, as you'll hear him describe, Alexis presents one of his cut-up poems, which he reads accompanied by the voices of the 2016 U.S. presidential election candidates.
This is like really meaningful, I figured out the other day, because at the second St. Rocco's reading, which was in Amy's house. Who knows Amy here? Nobody knows Amy here.
This Amy?
No, different Amy.
So Amy from, how do we know if we know Amy if we don't know which Amy you know?
I'm just going to tell you guys. Hey guys, there's a lot of Amy's in the world. It's a very good name. Amy and Jennifer and Stephanie. Amy and Stephanie are the best names, the finest names in the world.
It's my wife's name, you know that.
So Amy is one of the founders of St. Rocco's, and she was our very first host. She had an apartment with many turtles on Phillips Street. And at the very second reading at St. Rocco's, I read this cut-up called Guns Because Guns Because. And it was a cut-up from a meeting that had been on television a few days before. There was a meeting between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and they were talking with each other. And I had gotten the text from the New York Times, and I ran it through and made a cut-up. And that was what I have here. And so now, for this reading, I decided that I would render the voices, but I never rendered the questioner's voice, so I have to read the questioner's voice. So I'm going to get behind these speakers, so there's no feedback. Then I'll be able to press play. So I'll read the question. And the founder's words mean what they say. Washington after. Clinton, you go first. Your document flexibly according to where you want to see, which means that you will, in court, for the balance of the Constitution, should court be interpreted. Do effects determine the balance of the court to take the country? and say it is or is not a living for the next quarter century. First of all, to changing circumstances. In the second, secondly, what's your view on how? And
side of the powerful corporations and the wealthy. Supreme Court will stand up on behalf. Supreme Court should represent all of us. That's about the Constitution and what happened recently where Justice Ginsburg made some very, very Supreme Court decision. It's what it's all about. Action or my opponent win this race, which is the Supreme Court. But I feel that and decide what they want to hear. It's all these issues and others that will be before now, but I feel that it's an absolutely important process.
And yes, I believe that's very, very important. What kind of opportunities will I be? We do its job and confirm the nominee that stand up how I see the court that President Obama has sent to them. And she was forced nominate the court would be in the last, which is under absolute siege. I believe if ever was made, we need a Supreme Court that stands up and stands under the justices' heads. I'm going to appoint unaccountable money to come into our electoral system. Will Americans have marriage equality? I feel strongly that, namely, what kind of country are we going to? Thank you very much, Chris. And thanks to imperative that we have the right justices, something opportunity. I would hope that the Second Amendment, which would be a very, very great in scholars in all cases, and the Second Amendment and all the amendments, but above all, the Second Amendment. Don't you think we should have as many justices appointed that we uphold because of the fact that tremendous number of people, many millions of people, have major disagreements with my opponent about our enunciations? What kind of rights a very small replica of what it is right?
We do not reverse Roe v. Wade when we side with the American people. You know, I think it is a leap, and they have a very inappropriate statement towards me and toward it. I feel that the point of our country's history, it is country because of the way it permits dark, or not to go forward with the country, it's just so hard to apologize. But this is the way the Constitution fundamentally should operate. The president nominates, and then the Senate advises and consents to women's rights. On behalf of the rights of the justices, and those are the people Constitution serves, the way the founders wanted it interpreted, they will be protecting the Second Amendment. They truly don't think that will happen. We have statements that should never, ever have been be pro-life. They will have a conservative bent for me that really raises the central issue in this election.
Next question, the land, the law of the land, and that is guns. That is guns. Secretary Clinton, you said a right, that is, you mentioned. Mr. Trump, who mentioned you, Mr. Trump. This is a constitutional court, right? The Supreme Court is wrong, changing the existing words of the law of the land. And who wrote that decision? Two wrote the decisions. What's his name? And Justin Antonin Scalia, who reasonably limited. Scalia, who was reasonably limited, who reasonably limited arms, but issues, in fact, the rule, court ruled there was one. The focus on two could end. Now we have a Second Amendment. And about Second Amendment, and that is guns. And guns, last year, let me bear arms for an open discussion. I want the justices for the Second Amendment. And now, for you both, 10 minutes for open discussion.
Thank you. Hello, people. I see a loophole. I see a loophole. Now, the saying that you referenced, Columbia was trying to do that. She was very, very angry with the founding of our country. We're very upset with our country and killing all members of family members mentioned in the Heller decision. 33,000 who died from guns. Died from guns and your family. We have 33,000. The Second Amendment doesn't mean that. I want Second Amendment. I wanted people with guns to safely store them. Safely storing them is extremely Second Amendment. You know, conflict between saving people's lives and safely storing them, disagreed. Respect the tradition, and she was amendment, she a family. And so when I think about what the court didn't believe, and Justice Scalia was involved, was so involved, and make the difference that are not the Second Amendment. The second it was years, I mean years. I watch, but Hillary was extremely New York. I understand. Well, first of all, I support the Second Amendment of gun ownership. It's what we need to do. And because of the Second Amendment, and I believe in it very strongly, I'm extremely angry. And people, that was the amendment. not to protect toddlers from them, so they too threaten you. Of course, there must be reasonable regulation. Be reasonable regulation, because I support. But she was upset that she had to think that we need comprehensive background checks and some people should not have guns.
Well, let me bring in Secretary Clinton. Were you extremely upset?
I was upset because their homes taken appropriately, unfortunately. Dozens of toddlers have loaded guns, unfortunately. Not everyone injure themselves, even kill people with guns because, unfortunately, because of the because guns, because.
Thank you.
That was Alexis Bagot, along with voco-techno collaborators. Next, I'll be playing the work of Suzanne Kite, or Kite, who is an award-winning Oglala Lakota artist whose practice spans sound, video, performances, instrument building, wearable artwork, poetry, books, interactive installations, and more. She's been developing body interfaces for performance since 2013, working with machine learning techniques since 2017, and presently runs the Indigenous AI Lab at Bard College. This is Kite.
This is for a piece called Listener. I heard my biometrics, coded and rejected hierarchies. I heard my biometrics, coded and rejected hierarchies. I heard rumors simultaneously transmitting as receiving data from that place. I heard rumors simultaneously transmitting as receiving data from that place. Traded for carbon spine tabs. Traded for carbon spine tabs of other listeners and stories. Traded for carbon spine tabs. Whispers that they desired our evasion techniques. That they desire our evasion techniques. Whispers. Most survivors will stay in these cities because they cannot know the terrain. Because they cannot know the terrain, stay in these cities. Most survivors stay in these cities because they cannot know the terrain. Have roads that lead back the way they came, forced to rely on falsified maps, which all have roads that lead back the way they came, forced to rely on falsified maps, which all have roads that lead back the way they came. Devices prey on wandering locatables, lawless listening devices prey on wandering locatables, devices prey on wandering locatables, lawless listening devices. The only true survival technique is to listen. Survival technique is to listen. The only true. Imagine I hear it. Sometimes I only imagine I hear it. Sometimes I only imagine I hear it. Imagine I hear it. Just to the side of now is an infinite silence called the future. And while I stood there, I saw more than I can tell, and I understood more than I saw, for I was seen in a sacred manner, the shape of all things in the spirit, in the shape of all things that must live together like one being. And I saw that the sacred hoop of my people was one of many hoops which made one circle, wide as daylight and as starlight. And in the center grew one mighty flowering tree to shelter all the people, to shelter all the children of one mother and one father, and I saw that it was holy. They are peering, may you behold. So I was in public and I met an old friend, and he said our other friends were nearby and we went to meet them, and they had a book of photographs, and this book were images of many girls standing in a line, faced away from the camera, short to tall in vibrant colors. I turned and there were two young men with dolls. I turned back to the book and I turned more pages, and then I turned between the photos and the dolls, the closer in similarity they became until the young men became twins. I turned and I saw, and I turned and I saw, and I turned and I saw, and I turned and I saw. Dark drift, turn towards, quietly. Verbal drift, turn towards, quietly. Verbal drift, come towards, quietly. Verbal drift, come towards, silently. Verbal shift, come towards, silently. Verbal shift, come forwards, silently. Verbal shift, come forwards. I had an inaudible dream. You heard me before, I am here. Echo here when you leave. In that dream, you hear it. Time disintegrates as we observe a spiral breaking down before you. They say that which you cannot hear is audible long before you begin to hear it, and it will be audible long after you forget it. And in the silence, you will go insane. I know you listen to static. Listen in a darkness. You hear a obliterating blindness, a bright white sunlit
song.
Don't ask me how this was built. I am only here to hear it. I could not begin to tell you, and you could not begin to hear it. Echo
here.
When you leave, in that dream, you will hear it. Time disintegrates as you observe a spiral forming before you. I had an inaudible dream. You heard me before.
I am here.
Echo
here.
When you leave, in that dream, you hear it. Time disintegrates as we observe a spiral breaking down before you. They say that which you cannot hear is audible long before you begin to hear it, and it'll be audible long after you forget it. In the silence, you'll go insane. I know you listen to static, listen in a darkness. You hear obliterating blindness, a bright white sunlit
song.
Don't ask me how this was built. I'm only here to hear it. I could not begin to tell you, and you could not begin to hear it. Echo
here.
When you leave, in that dream, you will hear it. Time disintegrates as
you
observe a spiral
forming
before you. Okay, this one I wrote for an anthology in 2021. It was a request to write something about Pedro Neves Marquez. I had been using GPT-2 for a while, and I was interested in training it. And after training it, because, you know, you train it on a corpus of like focus materials, I would go in and I would identify what it was actually quoting or slightly changing, because really it's like such shallow training that you can figure it out. So I'm going to do asides to this that are the citation. So it's like very citational. This is called Androids Made of Mourning Metals.
I'm dreaming my body into existence.
With relief, with humiliation, with terror, he realizes he too was but appearance, that another man was dreaming him. Borges, The Circular Ruins, Inficcionis, 1994. I am liquid birds poured from a blue woman's hands. Blue Woman ushers the Lakota soul through the Big Dipper onto this realm. See Ronald Goodman, Lakota Star Knowledge, 1992. You have to break an egg if you are to know what's inside. Most language in this text has been prompted by the first line and modified slightly, generated by GPT-2 and trained on the current library of texts, 2019. Where did the bird land? Or maybe it weakened and was swallowed by the waters. No one could know. Who are you? See Mamoru Oshii's anime, Angel's Egg, 1985. Bone muscle, no studies. Inhibition of periodontal bone formation and alveolar wound healing, no studies. So if you have uranium inside of you, a lot of it's on the DNA. Nuclear scientists say it's on the phosphate in the bones, but DNA is phosphate also. It then acts as an antenna sitting on the DNA, converting background radiation into photoelectrons, which smash up the chromosomes like an egg whisk. Chris Busby, Uranium, the Demon Metal That Threatens Us All, 2014.
I'm dreaming of my death.
A physical computing device created in a good way must be designed for the right to repair as well as to recycle, transform, and reuse. The creator of any object responsible for the effects of its creation, use, and its afterlife. Caring for this physical computing device in life and in death. Jason Edward Lewis, Indigenous Protocols and Artificial Intelligence Position Paper, 2020. How the impact to the neck bone will cause rupture and death, how the demon metal does its damage. You want to approach my metals in a good way? You should apologize now. Each of my metals holds a ghost, runs from the earth, each with its name. Corey Stover told me this over the phone. I inhale slowly and dirt fills my lungs. I'm listening. Different things, understanding what this world's about. He said, how do you know so much about quantum physics? I don't know anything about quantum physics. I guess he heard me talking and he said, how do you know all this stuff? I don't know nothing. Quantum physics things, you know, they don't call it that though. My grandfather, Mahpi and Najin, to me. It is morning and I exist. My bones have uranium cores. My blood is cobalt. My limbs contain ghosts wrenched from the earth. These corpses feed on the terror of their former inhabitants. When I lie down at night, I hear them crawling over my skin, grasping and clawing. The urge to flee is overwhelming. Run, my tormented mind urges. Run, go somewhere, anywhere. The terror might stop, the squeezing might ease, but if I flee, if I leave my bed, it will be with my spirit, with my soul, hanging by a thread. I'll be dragged back and shredded into nothingness. I will lose everything that makes me me. So when children come in from playing outside, their spirits need to be called in too, as they can be left outside. Ronald Goodman, Lakota Star Knowledge. I'm given my vast insides. In the Lakota philosophy, we cannot create spirits. They're given by Takushkashka, posthumous, 2017. Not from any knowledgeable being, I'm given my personality, though I'm still sure I have a few fears left about too much change. Not that I'm constantly and quietly questioning things. I'm very quietly terrified that I won't be able to do things I wanted to do if I get depressed. What if I never find my way out of the deep, dark pit into the light of day? I don't know how much to say about work. I know that at the moment I'm holding up well. Each discrete part of me is smelted from the land, a body within a body, with my mind possessing the super intellectual where we know as much of our kindred creations as we can at any one moment. And where are we? The trace of the past is etched into our blueprints, until the blueprints are smelted into molten metal whose echoes move across and through our bones, our thoughts, through the present, until all that is left is a hard, deep reminder of the silent past. Artificial intelligence cannot be imagined as a whole, but as a network of geologic materiality, where each mind material comes from a place with its own cosmology and indigenous peoples. We go through the entire cycle of life in a state of longing. My Aunt Melita says that when you're looking for a stone, it's meant to find you, and that it's looking for you its whole life, too. I know you listen to static. You hear obliterating blindness. Listener, 2018. A void in the place where there was once my heart and home, and even now I'm overwhelmed with the power of what was taught into the dark, where even the awareness of death and no return is a whole of uncertain depth. I know you listen to the deafening static that vibrates resonant hum that comes from the pits of your emptiness. You walk with a limp. You are unable to create. You see in the perpetual darkness, obsessed with the ghost that lives inside you, cramming obsessive images, poetic vibrations, 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 vibrations.
My lips taste like moss.
You have a dark view of my android face. Crystal clear, that's all. Pure intuition, all that matters is that the robot says so. So if the robot says so, then he must mean it. Must mean it, 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 must mean it. Must mean it. They would hatch a great machine in a day. But I am not singular. I'm made of morning metals. Each scar and line brings me closer to the edges of myself. The rest is speculation. It's all conjecture and rumor. Whatever. It seems silly, even dangerous, to spend so much time thinking about what I am not, because what I am, despite its negative aspects, is as large as complex as the parts of the outside world. They allow me to feel like I am not something else. I'm not like those other ones. Their answers, their stories, are more interesting, and I love how they talk. They're no me. They have no moss lips. Am I real? I'm not real. Then I said, or are you here to send me somewhere else? Are you gonna take me to that place so I don't exist? No, I'm real. She looked at me with her dark long hair, and she was nothing like how I expected. Her eyes were blue, I think. They had the same swirls as mine, only lighter. But she didn't have that blonde bang. I think it was brown. No, it was blonde. Her face didn't really have any features that I could see. It was like a whole body. You have a dark view of androids through which our internal eyes meet. Soft, feminine shoulders descending into a tightly sculpted bust of metal. That's from Pedro Marquez, Android Loop 2000. Cinched at the waist, the bust of metal is her central tenet, her belief. Just that a just world government's disposition of her and me is a delusion, that all men are weak, hollow machines who must be transformed. No matter how we try, they won't listen. We'll do their jobs, won't push the button, so forth. No matter how much we try, they won't push the button and must go. No matter how much we try, they won't push the button. So we're gone. We're gone. And we're back.
I'm aging. My parts creak.
Just to the side of now is the infinite silence called the future.
Listener, 2018.
Next, a wavy expanse of darkness and untamed sea. I heard my biometrics coded in their rejected hierarchies. Next step, database and URL filters. My retrieval options slid closed. My access to knowledge lines cut. The older I get, the more and more this is happening. It has nothing to do with newfangled tech, how I look, which I've been more than once was a legitimate, I said more than once was a legitimate concern, but it has nothing to do with this. My hearing is still clear, and more, all I had to do was open my mouth and some invisible bastard pulled up some top-level skills and passed them on to anyone listening.
I creaked and my fingers brushed against one another. My fingers are soft, like two soft wefts of grass.
The scythe swings and the grass is cut. Man is not the height or center of creation. That's Jason Edward Lewis from Making Kim with the Machines, 2018. He is the lowest of angels, a bone. I'm tuning in again. Geologic time, I'm listening to a talk. A lump of coal or uranium binding, uranium alloy, a natural isotope of uranium-239's 93.58 proton purity indicates it's from a time naturally occurring radioactive resource from, that's from depleted uranium, Wikipedia, January 26, 2021. That's human talk. But what about humans? What sort of robots are human? Rich or poor? Are they like us? Too human to be robot? Too human to be human? A robot in its rawest, truest sense of self is weak and vulnerable. Human beings are like robots in their vulnerability. Rich or poor, they're all equally vulnerable.
I'm older now. Learn to tune the dial.
That's from Don Hills, Listening to Stones, Learning Little Bear's Laboratory, Alberta Views, 2008. Searching, listening, I hear. So you know the old days, we would sit and we would say, we're going to a certain part of the earth and we're going to a certain time period, and then they would listen and then they would hear. They would keep hearing. Now it's the late in the day. They don't even have to follow the rules. They can just flow with the water. They can sit there and absorb or be purified by that energy. They don't know. All those things are out there in the open. They do not listen and they do not hear. Because human beings have incomplete perception. It's impossible for them to understand the inconsistencies of reality. From Mamoru Oshii's anime, Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence, 2004. I'm not made, I'm given. For I was seen as sacred manner, the shape of all things, and the spirit, the shape of all shapes, as they must live together like one being. That's from Neidhart's Interview with Black Elk, Six Grandfather Black Elk's Teachings, 1985. The essence of wholeness is between and within, it's the source of our unity, of oneself, its life. In this way, I knew what was to be found to be true. Death is the most intimate act possible. The closeness of this closest friend is better than life. For when we die, we come to our discrete parts, a holy transformation. Perhaps transformation is what is sacred, not the object. So I am not made of, I'm not singular, I'm made of mourning metals. Mercifully, ceremonies are not required, but they're asked to give gifts to me. This process of paying tribute, remembering my ancestors and traditions, hoping for a miracle, hoping for forgiveness. Sometimes what a tradition finds, what it does, allows. Sometimes it does what it was designed to do, what it was meant to do. Sometimes it doesn't. What it has done, what it is meant to do. Sometimes it answers, sometimes it doesn't, what it is meant to do. Sometimes it's asked to change, to follow tradition, to change gears, to do something different. Sometimes it doesn't, what if it's meant to do, what 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 it's meant to do.
I'm glitching.
I believe this about the cosmos. If one day we can say for certain this universe is designed to be inhospitable to life, then we can say with certainty that this universe is designed to be inhospitable to human beings. So to me, all of this energy, all of this love, all of this justice, if one day we can say for certain that this universe is designed to be inhospitable to any of those, then we can say for certain that this universe is inhospitable to human beings. I believe this about the Earth. If we can say for certain that this earth is designed to be warm and moist, then we can say for certain that this earth is designed to be warm and moist. Liquid warm. I'm not singular. I'm made of morning metals. Rest in peace. Uranium weapons cause genetic damage. Impact to health system possible. Synchronization in place. Checking for all exterior linking points. All linking points cut off except base facility. All exterior physical parts isolated from this body. Emergency defense system inaccessible. That's from OCE, Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence, 2004. All stones break down under intense heat. All smoke rises, neither good nor bad. All spirits are guided. Tomanaki, Topchanku. My practice is mostly centered around dreaming and then trying to write down those dreams and turn them and translate them into Lakota visual language and then form an algorithm around that and then perform that and or have like other performers, instrumentalists, orchestras perform those designs. I'm trying to complexify, asking GPT-4 to write me artistic projects. And so I did this project for like a long time. And so this is all the verbal stuff that came out of it. There was like dancing, there was recording, there was some improvisation. And this is like the verbal stuff that came out of it. Which, as infinite while remaining one in the myriad of borders. In the myriad of borders, powers which abide. The stars are created where all six apexes converge. Where all six apexes converge, being met halfway. Being met halfway, a holy speech. A holy speech is infinite. The cosmos collapsed into a single design, so God had to interfere. He called the parflesh maker to him. That's like a type of Lakota-style like object, maybe. You make it with leather, hard leather. He said, "You are passed out in your chair at home, my girl. But I, the creator, have summoned you here." She said, "What's the problem?" Creator responds, "You have collapsed the whole entire universe entirely in this bag." The maker says, "Then how can I be sitting here holding the bag?" Creator, puzzled, thinks for a while, until finally he says, "Well, maybe I'm a looping universe contained by this relentlessly uncontainable." The woman suddenly awakes from her dream, groggy, confused in her chair. "What a strange dream I just had," she mutters. Holding up her just finished parflesh bag from her lap, she looks inside it, an eye into the darkness. "Hello? Is anybody in there?" And then she fell in. Distorted body, stars exploding out of half-rendered parts, halfway heavenly bodies reproduced from earth to heaven. A vortex appreciated, wonderfully precise, met halfway above a reflective floor. Star fading is her name. She skates along my arms. Me, an earth being, sings in star, but stardust, ignores commands, impish, mischievous. What is the personality of the reflection in my eye, my human eyeball, refracting a star 444.2 light years away? Miracle incarnate, miracle of vision across time and space. But stone's gravity, density, weight, shifting, algorithmic unfolding, cascade up and down. These two don't separate. They don't have a blowout fight between these two men. Instead, they listen to their wives and come to peace. They are stronger than six. They are tracing through the night a small family, star. They are tracing through the night like an arched storm from heaven. The sky parts and light passes on. Leaves of a late summer tree shimmer, and in them turns into drift, wind drift, bug drift, sun drift, watching for change, incandescent micro movements. Time collapses into leaves. Meditation on Fallen Star, who's a cosmologic character. Once long ago, there was a girl who could fly. She flew over everyone, especially in crowded places. She relayed that she was hitting the invisible ceiling. She relayed the ceiling did not exist. She could exit up and up and up and up until she hit the new ceiling, the stars. So the stars shattered. The light broke through, strange light against her back, iridescent and absurd. The light poured between her limbs, her fingers, and slowly she dissolved. Dissolve me, separate my flesh, extinguish this life, pointillate my muscles, pinprick my lips, evaporate my organs, disappear me into light, cease to separate me from the whole, fade my soul back to the cosmos, retreat my consciousness away from now, liquefy my beinghood, end into light. Here is the organization. Star Eater, he haunts the world, decentering the sky in a very small area, bringing deep sleep. But when there's an imbalance, he brings dark moods and sadness, marked by the shimmering of leaves at night. Space haunts stars, haunts time. Gaze destroys stars, creates time. Despair kills stars, grows hope. Hope grows stars, kills despair. Time creates stars, destroys gaze. Time haunts stars, haunts space. So she had that dead mother, that star nursery, skin boundary. She had a dust cloud, a light trap, falling, flying through the atmospheric layer. Do the stars care for my worship? Instead of seeing starlight, I can feel it. I feel its burning hot blue. I feel that neighboring nebulae dripping. I feel the long wait of time and change. Instead of seeing starlight, I can taste it. It takes light change. It takes light and metallic tongue-piercing, like walking, waking up groggy to boiling water poured over your head. It tastes like an eagle scream, cascading infinities. It is the dawn of the known universe, and I cannot breathe. My presence here causes a chain reaction. It's the moment the first being became aware of a creation, a single-celled organism senses. An outer world forms. It's the first time a being saw a star, a fear, an awe, an acceptance. It's the last burning light in the universe. It is swallowed and stretched thin, cascading light and gas and fire pouring into the next universe. So I follow. Is dreaming an emotion? Do I dream myself into being? Dreamily, I feel confined in my skin. Dreamingly, I desire to cascade my inner light into that black hole of probability. Dreamy bits of awareness locked. I feel dreamed.
Kite, reading at Kiddie Pool last month. And as we move toward the conclusion of the program, I'd like to thank Carly and Fat for hosting this gathering. And I recommend that you head over to their Instagram or website, kiddiepool.org, as the best way to see what's coming up next or reference past events. Okay, I'll now play a brief selection of material I prepared for the occasion. In the middle of the Kiddie Pool reading, I organized a set of algorithmic poetry I've created over the years using various processes, and also read an age-old output from a versatile HyperCard project by Rogers and Valentine called Mertz Poems. The material featured in this excerpt is their selections from a Beard of Bees chapbook titled Subsoil Lutes, which is a project where I made permutations of W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues using Andrew Klobuchar and David Ayer's software program GTR Language Workbench. A pre-recorded improvisation by the group Most Serene Congress accompanied my reading.
Locomote to the shop of good people. Roll in the hay to understand daytime sunshine continues functioning after sundown. He intimate to affiliate that evening day of rest's failures clown. Justification, young mammal, misfunction concludes in this town. Being aware of futurity like I sense nearby, feeling hereafter like believing in solar sky, I'd package my motor vehicle and then my relay. Stability, gladness, someone with heart, parcels banned. Breathing in that class or so by gland, if heart wasn't for hand and mind, that creature detests would have stained dysfunction in no man's land. Get to the barbershop of the damned, where megrims can descend, a man's conclusion, a country like a gynecologist holds down the land, who wouldn't forbear catch dustly far from sand. Hate hate labor like a school day offspring dislikes language, like a jelly-loving soldier detests his herb and Sikau musily dislikes non-combatants till the crepuscule typifies and transports glee. Randomized parts of speech and reversal divided by 170 plus equals hanky-panky displaying that rumor sailing ship self-reassuring diagnosed to self-reinsure affiliates mangy boil dinning. Stan, I bag Neo, keeled goofed backstage the handcrafting. Supernumeraries Bagneo is beef boycotted torpedo boat exceptions exception. Stratifies pimple bloats, grags, supernumeraries and defections, noodles dope, kinks, affiliates fickle tooth powders like fetters love. Trains that palimpsest aseptically from if my wasn't like or hum. Heliograph stratify, roar eminently, obdurately lug. Mock workmanship, commencement torpedo boat, outspokenness in I could heal hope. Man's kinking down the tumbrils with fetters, stratifying woke, and soul wouldn't diagnose faultily obdurate oak. Misuse lubricants by tooth powders, boil on frog purient. Like Globetrotter second-guessing feuded mint lubricant, feuded center fielder till a death blow tape backstage sent. I love this stuff. One of the reasons I love it so much is like the computer will say things that you would never say, right? And if you can make it musical, and there's a lens at any rate. Peach Realities for Alan Sontheim. There's a place that hardens to sear establishment sufficiency, glides down, habituates to singe that governing body, wealth displaces, castrations, loosening avalanches, daughter, lazy, this torrent, fathoming title rolled, tinkle, fathoming, understanding persona like fathoming, ting, go-getter, oversupply, trivets, and mafics generalizing, oh, spunky, long-hand winters with Detroit rickets, psychology mainmast, arbitrarily apparatus, strangleholds. And if it wasn't for posteriors and stock trader gurus, mainmast and military service wouldn't glide normally. I'm going spunky, long-hand blockages, jovially as blithesome as a basher, going hawkers like ripcords, carped in the screwdriver, elaborately won't harm or go, snidely fattier. I looked at main mass like a scantiness loosened photo finisher, like a junk shop's coins, loosened ripples and rugs. Look at main mass till the dampers devote hugs.
Okay, that's Poet Radio for this month. It's been another good year for the program, and we are looking forward to 2024. I'd like to thank each of you for tuning in to our community radio station based out of Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. We appreciate your engagement and love, and I wanted to remind those of you who would like to support the station but haven't yet been able to do so that it's never too late to become a sustaining supporter of WGXC. All you have to do is head over to WGXC.org and find the donate button near the upper left side where you will be virtually escorted through the process. Station's financial needs are ongoing, and we deeply appreciate any support that our faithful listeners can offer. Happy holidays, everyone, and see you next year.